Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. Today, we have Christy Doyen, the Executive Director of CASA of the 9th Judicial District, here to tell us more about the good work being done with CASA of the 9th. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for having me here.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Can you tell us, what is CASA of the 9th?
Yeah, so CASA of the 9th is actually an acronym. It stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates for the 9th Judicial District. We are a local nonprofit here that serves Garfield, Pitkin, and Rio Blanco counties, actually since 2012. We're based out of Glenwood Springs, however. And we train, recruit, and support community volunteers to give a voice to children who have been abused, neglected, and witness domestic violence. Our primary purpose is to ensure that every neglected and abused child finds a permanent, loving home.
Very good. So what does a CASA do?
Okay, so CASAs are appointed by the judge to gather as much information as possible about the child or children they're assigned to make recommendations about the best interests of the child so the judge can make informed decisions. CASA advocates will stay on a case for the duration that it's open. Sometimes that can be 1 to 2 years, depending on the situation. CASA advocate has 4 primary duties. The first one is to investigate. So our CASA advocates research the background of the case. They get to know the children, the parents, the foster parents, possibly the teachers or coaches or other people involved in their life. CASA advocates also facilitate. So they connect families to available resources. Sometimes they might facilitate communication between the parents and the caseworkers. CASAs also advocate. So this is pretty important. CASAs seek to ensure that the needs and best interests of a child are represented by making recommendations to the court, utilizing their court reports that they submit about every 90 days. And then lastly, our CASA advocates monitor. So they regularly monitor the well-being of the child through regular monthly visits, meet with them either at home or at school. They maintain regular communication with the other professionals on the case and attend court hearings just to make sure that, you know, that if the kids are in foster care, things are going well, if they're in school, how that's going, just to make sure the kids are doing well and they're out of home placement.
Do they spend a lot of time with the kids that they work with?
They don't spend as much time as possibly a coach or a mentor. They do see the kids twice a month, typically. Like I said, for the duration that the case is open.
Okay. Do they see them in the home if they're in foster care or at school? Where do they usually meet with the children?
The majority of the time, the CASAs meet with the children in the foster homes. Sometimes they might meet with them at school. They might, you know, meet the kids at the foster home, might walk across the street to the park or go get ice cream. But it's also just to see, you know, how the children might interact with other foster children that are in the home, other children that are there. If they're infants, it's harder to gauge how a child is going to be doing educationally, but they can at least see developmentally, you know, how a child is progressing.
Wow. So do you work with every child who has been abused or neglected?
No, we don't. We have specific types of cases that we work with. They're called dependency and neglect. So dependency and neglect cases are civil instead of criminal. And with these cases, the primary purpose is holding parents responsible for making positive changes in the families for the benefit of the children's best interest and safety after an allegation of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse or neglect has occurred. CASAs work with other people on the team involved in dependency and neglect cases. So that's going to be the county attorney, the DHS caseworkers, guardian ad litems, the parents, and then also the parents' attorneys or the respondent parent counsels.
That's highly involved.
It is. It's a lot of people making sure that someone's looking out for the kids.
Absolutely.
And someone needs to give them a voice.
Absolutely. Do you serve very many children in this area?
I don't think it's a lot of children, but the need is definitely still there. Last year, CASA of the Ninth served 34 children in 17 cases in Pitkin and Garfield counties. And this year, we finally have been able to reach children in our third county that we serve, Rio Blanco. And we've actually opened some cases there this year. So at any given time right now, there are about 30 open dependency and neglect cases in Garfield County, with on average about one new case opening a month. And there's about 15 open cases at any given time in Rio Blanco County. Pitkin County has much fewer dependency and neglect cases open, so that's much more variable. And we currently have 20 active CASAs serving these children.
Wow. Does one CASA serve each child, or can a CASA serve more than one child?
Each CASA typically serves one family.
Okay.
So it might be one child, it might be several. Occasionally we'll have multiple CASAs serving one case if it's a larger family or if children are placed in multiple foster homes, but we try to typically have one CASA per case.
Very good. Can you just briefly tell me what is the CASA service area?
Again, that's the 9th Judicial District.
Okay.
So Pitkin, Garfield, and Rio Blanco counties.
All right. So if I'm to look in a map, the towns that I would be thinking of would be...
So it's pretty much Aspen all the way through the Roaring Fork Valley, through Glenwood, Rifle, Parachute, and then up through Meeker and Rangeley.
Very good. Okay. I know you can't discuss specific cases, but what is considered a successful case?
So CASA of the Ninth's primary goal is reunification with parents. That's always what we would love to see happen. Sometimes this isn't possible even after working with parents for many months to a few years on their treatment plans. These goals are set out by the county caseworkers. So for us, we consider it successful overall if a child gets placed permanently in a stable, secure, loving home.
I would consider that successful as well.
Yeah.
If someone decides they want to become a court-appointed special advocate, a CASA, what should they do?
I think first it might be good to see if this is something that interests you. So you could go to our website, and that is www.casaoftheninth.org, and that's ninth like the number spelled out. Just to see some of the videos on our website and to read more about the organization. The next step is to then fill out the online volunteer application. And then from there, you'll be contacted by CASA just to meet with Mary Rippey or Cheryl Kane, our two advocate supervisors. Following that meeting, there's a much more formal interview that's pretty thorough to explore people's ideas and their pasts. From then, if they want to continue with the process, they get to submit some background screenings and fingerprints, and then becomes the volunteer training. Our trainings are 30-hour long sessions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty thorough. It's 21 hours in person, 9 hours online, using a national CASA curriculum. So it goes over a lot of different facets of child development, poverty, some diversity issues, working with the court system, who the players are, how to write a court report. So it's very, very thorough. And then after they complete their 30 hours and they attend court and do their first court report off of a fake case, then they get sworn in by a judge to be an officer of the court. And then they get sworn in as a CASA and get appointed. So it's very, very lengthy.
Wow.
We want to make sure that the people that are going to be CASAs are very well trained and they know what they're doing. We also then have monthly group supervision meetings that have a one-hour training component and then some case debriefing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very thorough. Our volunteers are just phenomenal. They have the biggest hearts, and they're so compassionate, and they care so much about making sure these kids have someone giving them a voice. Once someone becomes a CASA, the time commitment is typically 5 to 10 hours a month, depending on if it's a month they have court. When they have court, it's a little more lengthy because they have to write the court report and then go to court. On off months, it's only about 5 hours, sometimes less, depending on where they might need to travel to see their kids.
That's crazy extensive.
It is. We want to make sure that we've got good people in there.
So as a officer of the court, is that what you called it?
Yes.
Does that come with any liability or legal implication if anything happens?
We do have MOU agreements with the 9th Judicial District, so that kind of spells out what we need to do.
Okay.
And that's why we also only serve children in dependency neglect cases, because that's where our wheelhouse is.
Sure.
So as long as we are following what we need to do, filling out the certain releases we might need to do or fill out, then we're doing pretty good.
Terrific. I know you have a lot to tell us about events, but before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. I have Christy Doyen here, and we'll be right back with you. Welcome back to United Way Cares. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and today I have Christy Doyen from CASA of the 9th Judicial District joining me. You just heard Down by the Water by the Decemberists. So Christy, before we took a break, you were going to be telling us a little bit more about your community partners. Sorry, there you are, Christy.
Thank you for bringing that back up, Tracy. So we do work with some different organizations in the community. Our next event we have coming up is in partnership with Youth Zone and their PALS program on Tuesday, September 11th at Russo's Pizza in Glenwood Springs near Target. From 6 to 8 p.m. is our draft and match event. So both Youth Zone and CASA use community volunteers to serve as mentors or advocates for children. And this is a new event for us where we can hopefully recruit or draft some more male volunteers to serve as male mentors and role models for the boys we work with. And if you're curious, you can come check it out. There's free pizza and soda. And even though, like I said, we are hoping at this event to find possibly some male volunteers, generally speaking, CASA of the 9th recruits a pretty wide range of volunteers. We've got a lot of volunteers who are retirees, but we also have a lot of volunteers who are still working either full-time or part-time. Some are young families. So it does fit a lot of people's schedules. A lot of times when people have jobs, they're still able to meet with the children after school, after work hours. So the schedules coincide nicely. Let's see. Additionally, some other partners that we have are we're having an event later this fall with the Buddy Program and Stepping Stones here in Carbondale, another volunteer recruitment event. And then we also have 17 other CASA organizations in Colorado that we work with, either for seeking funds or just researching best practices, and they each represent a different judicial district.
Okay. So when is that Buddy Program event?
We haven't established a date yet. I imagine it's going to be in Carbondale later this fall, probably in October.
Okay. We'll keep looking at your website to find that information. So you talk about partnering with the 17 other judicial districts in the state of Colorado to fundraise?
We have some legislative funding that we work on together. And sometimes we also might work collaboratively on some of our grant writing, some of our federal grants or state grants. We might bounce ideas off of each other when we're writing those.
Okay, so is your primary source of funding through grant writing or legislation?
Majority of our funding is through grants.
Okay. All right, good to know. Speaking of community partners, can you tell me a little bit more about how United Way and CASA are partnering?
Yeah, this has been a great benefit to CASA this year, our partnership with United Way. We were able to get a VISTA volunteer, and VISTA volunteers are a domestic Peace Corps program, more or less, through AmeriCorps, and they help with capacity building. So we have had Kensuke Suzuki with us since February, and he helps us greatly with marketing and community outreach and a lot of new and good ideas that's been helping our program grow.
That's awesome. And from the United Way perspective, bringing the AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers to this valley has been a huge drive for our organization, and we are just thrilled that Kensuke has been so successful with CASA. Are there any other events you want to share with us?
Yeah, thank you. We've got our next volunteer training coming up September 13th, and that will be 5 consecutive Thursday evenings after you've gone through the initial intake and interview and background screening process at our Glenwood Springs office. We will also be doing a training later in October in Rio Blanco County, but we don't have the date set for that yet. And then our exciting new event this year on September 29th is the CASA Superhero Run at Crown Mountain Park in El Jebel. And the Superhero Run has a 5K race and a 1 mile kids fun run. There is also a costume contest with prizes, so yeah. We're encouraging everyone to get out their best superhero costume and get the whole family together for some exercise and make it out to the run. Also, if people don't think they have the time or the ability to become a CASA advocate, we are in great need of volunteers for this race as well.
Okay.
So if people go to the website again, that's casaoftheninth.org. We have a link to both register to run the race and also to become a volunteer at the race. And also, volunteers get a superhero cape.
What?
I know, it's a pretty good benefit this year.
That's amazing. I need to sign up. So I know that this is not related to what you do with CASA necessarily or directly, but if someone is suspecting a child of being abused or neglected, who should they call?
There is a state hotline that people should call if they suspect abuse or neglect. That number, I'll read it twice, is 1-844-CO4KIDS, or the number spelled out or listed out is 1-844-264-5437. Also, there, I don't know if you've heard of mandatory reporting, but there are many people in our community who, like it or not, get to make these calls on a regular basis. Teachers, counselors, social workers, dentists, a lot of public officials. So this is something that a lot of people they'll be making phone calls to this phone number, and if they don't, it's actually a misdemeanor.
Right. As an educator, I had to make a few phone calls in my time, and one thing that I learned from that process is you don't necessarily get to know the outcome for the child, but you get to know you did the right thing, and that is the most important thing as a mandatory reporter. You also mentioned foster parents. I know Colorado has a shortage of foster homes. Should people call CASA if they want to become foster parents?
Thank you for asking that, but no, we are not the correct people for that either. And actually, in Garfield County right now, there are approximately 50 children, 50, in out-of-home care. And we definitely have a shortage of foster care in this area, Pickin County as well. So again, there's 2 phone numbers I'll give you, and that's the local Department of Human Services Foster Care Coordination Departments, and those numbers for Garfield County, it's 970-625-5000. 5282, extension 3120. And the number for Pitkin County is 970-429-2043.
Excellent. Well, we're about to wrap up. But Christy, before we go, can you just remind us one more time, how can people learn more about CASA of the Ninth?
They can go to our website, www.casaoftheninth.org.
Perfect. Thank you all for listening to United Cares, United Way Cares, excuse me. And up next, we have Pulse of the Planet.